The car service company Uber is a huge success on every continent except Antarctica. You can order a ride with just a tap of a smartphone app. But with success has come protests. Traditional taxi companies complain Uber doesn't play by safety or pricing rules. NPR's Elise Hu reports.
Uber is now running its ride service in 128 cities around the world. Every city has its own set of rules for operating cars and cabs. So if you ask Uber's policy head, Justin Kintz, which of the cities it's having to clear legal hurdles with, he puts it this way.
We've got regulatory issues in about 128 of our cities.
Uber just launched in Miami, Orlando, and Austin last week, even though existing rules in those cities say services like it aren't allowed to operate. In Virginia, the company is openly defying orders to stop offering rides. Virginia Transportation Secretary Aubrey Lane.
I think that the laws can be changed to accommodate them, but until they are in violation.
Virginia says Uber doesn't have the proper permits to run.
I'd be the first to admit that technology is moving quicker than many of our the laws. On the other hand, there is the safety of the public, and there is the due process of law that needs to be dealt with.
The existing cab industry argues until there are laws for Uber, taxi cabs are forced to compete on an unfair playing field. The anger is showing up in the streets. In Boston, drivers blocked traffic for an hour-long honking protest in late May.
We decided that it was time to just, you know, take a stand.
Donna Shaw represents the Boston Taxi Cab Drivers Association. That Boston protest was mirrored this week in London, Madrid, Paris, and Berlin. Complaints are similar on both sides of the Atlantic.
Uber vehicles are not inspected. Their drivers are not properly vetted. Their prices are to lure you in. And so once they take over, you know, then, of course, you know, they can price and do whatever they want.
None of this seems to slow the company's growth. Last week, an additional investment infusion put Uber's value at $17 billion, more than Hertz or Avis. And despite pressure from so many places, Uber argues it's on the side of progress. Justin Kintz.
We're pro-competition, we're pro-consumer choice, and I think the market's going to decide a lot of these factors.
History shows that's exactly what will happen, says Michael Cox.
It's called creative destruction. Out with the old, in with the new. It's the way a capitalist process grows.
Cox teaches at Southern Methodist University. He's the former chief economist at the Dallas Federal Reserve.
We had it when we got the internet, and Sears closed their catalog division and laid off 185,000 people. Printers went out of business. We had it with elevator operators. Then the elevator got smart enough that we didn't need them.
Uber says it doesn't expect to crush all taxi cab companies. In some cities, Uber partners with cabs. And in other places, it's just fighting to keep operating. The Economist says the outcome of these current fights will determine how Uber works in the future.
With Uber, probably they'll face some regulations just like the taxi cab industry did, and they'll be a little bit more like the taxi cab in terms of regulation. But you'll always see the existing industry complain about it.
The complaints have prompted some policy action. Virginia leaders say they're open to rewriting laws regulating transportation services. And Colorado last week became the first state in the nation to pass a law governing Uber and similar services. Lawmakers don't work at the speed of technology, but the honks and calls for action may move things along. Elise Hu, NPR News, Washington.